Welcome to Continuum, this weekly program of early music. I'm Milton Sherman Jr. I'll be your host today, and we're going to have some very delightful music today. Most of it is going to be instrumental, and all of it is going to be from around the 16th century, from England. And appropriately enough, it's called The King's Noise, N-O-Y-S-E. And one of the reasons for calling it that is because the performers of all of this music is the ensemble known as The King's Noise. And it features one of the most outstanding lutenists of today, and that is Paul Odet. These recordings that we have were made back in the early 1990s. And since then, Paul Odet has become, as I said, one of the fantastic lutenists of the world today. And he'll be playing lute and also cittern, which is a type of mandolin, which is plucked just like the lute. We're going to begin from a CD called Myself, and that's spelled S-E-L-F-E, and it's an appropriate name because it's an early English way of spelling self. And this is music of Anthony Holborn. Anthony Holborn was a composer of English consort music. He was born around the year 1545 and died in the year 1602. He really had a put-out of music that was absolutely a spectacular amount in the year 1599. It's a very easy year to remember. And the music he composed was really English consort music. And this was during the reign of Queen Elizabeth I. Consort music means that the music was played by different kinds of instruments, and they could be blown instruments like recorders, they could be a bowed instrument like viola da gamba, or in some cases they could be double reed instruments like krumhorn. But a mixed consort would mean that the instruments were a mixture of all those kinds of instruments at one time. And we're going to hear both a complete consort of the same type instrument coming up and also some mixed consorts. We'll listen to 9 pieces from music of Anthony Holborn, beginning with a piece called The Night Watch. Then we'll have 2 Allemands, which is a type of dance. Following that, The Widow's Mite, then Bona Speranza, followed by My Linda, piece called Wanton, then Passion, and ending with a fantastic piece called Playfellow. Again, members of The King's Noise under the direction of David Douglas, who is playing the violin and also directing the whole ensemble. Thank you.
Thank you.
A short piece by Anthony Holborn called Playfellow, and we had eight selections of Holborn's compositions preceding that, beginning with one of my favorites, The Night Watch. And our program today is devoted to the ensembles who played that music. They are called The King's Noise, and spelled N-O-Y-S-E in the 16th century way of spelling that word in England. I'm Milton Sherman, Jr. I'm your host today, and we're going to continue with more English music. This is from the 17th century, from a CD of theirs called The Queen's Delight. It's 17th century English ballads and dances. We'll listen to five pieces. The first is called The Happy Meeting, and then Boatman, then Trip and Go, and then a vocal piece called Barbara Allen's Cruelty. And I won't tell you anything about that. You listen to it because it's sung in English by Ellen Hargis. And we'll end with a piece by William Byrd called Preludium. Again, members of the ensemble call The King's Noise.
She gave her young man, I think you're right.
a piece by William Byrd, a preludium, and performed again by the King's Noise. And we began with four anonymous pieces. And that last one of the anonymous pieces was Barbara Allen's Cruelty. And if you listen to it, you found out what Barbara Allen's Cruelty was. And Ellen Hargis was a soprano there. And again, the performers with her were members of the King's Noise, which happens to be the name of our program today. And the director was David Douglas. We're going back to the music of Anthony Holborn. If you played a recorder or any one of the early instruments and liked to play together in groups, Anthony Holborn composed so much music. Most of it's is in four or five parts, and two of his favorite pieces, and surely my favorites also, we're going to begin with the first, called The Honeysuckle. We used to play that quite a lot at weddings. It's such a nice piece. And the second one, so involved rhythmically that we have five parts going on, seemingly playing their own way, but ending up exactly together at each end of each section. The name of it is called The Fairy Round. Then we'll hear The Fruit of Love, followed by The Cradle, then The New Year's Gift, then a lullaby, and ending with a pavane. And that, again, is music of Anthony Holborn, performed by the King's Noise. Thank you. another group of pieces by Anthony Holborn, ending there with a pavan. And I did say we began that with the honeysuckle. I didn't expect that we had an introduction very softly. The honeysuckle is a very famous piece of Holborn. It's a five-part ensemble piece, and the one that followed the fairy round is the same thing, but so difficult to put together and get everybody to play their part properly, but ending up all together at the end. A great type of music for ensemble playing if you have a group of recorders or viols or both. Hope you've enjoyed this music called The King's Noise. They were the ensemble who performed it. Again, the members, David Douglas, who directed the group, played violin, and Robert Mealy, also violin and viola. Scott Metcalf played viola, also Margaret Hindemans played viola, and also Emily Walhoub played the bass violin. Paul Odette also, who has become one of the most outstanding lutenists of the day, was heard on lute and the cittern. Hope you've enjoyed it. We'll have more of them soon, and along with some other ensembles, we'll devote a whole program to. Until then, we'll see you next week, and have a good week.